The Onalaska girls basketball team plays their first home games of the season this week. Today we hear from Casey Clausius, who is in his third year coaching the girls program. KUCB sat down with him to discuss what to expect this year. Clausius starts by looking back at the end of last season where the team lost to Dillingham, narrowly missing out on a bid to the state tournament.
And it wasn't because of lack of effort. It was just some shots didn't go our way down the stretch. We ended up losing by a few points. You know, we were that close. You could taste it. We were that close from getting our state appearance, which we haven't done in quite a long time. And I'm just so proud of the girls for wanting to buy into that and starting up this year is the same goals as wanting to try to get there and wanting to try to be competitive and work hard the whole game.
Tell me about your team this year.
We only lost one senior from last year. So this year we actually gained like six players, and then we have all the returners back. So it's kind of a great start to the season so far with girls. They know what to do, and they're looking to try to get an itch of playing more games, wanting to play.
Let's talk a little bit more about those players. Are there any players in particular that we should look out for?
Probably the Villamore sisters are two people, Kiara Villamore and Kayla Villamore. Haley Wilson as well as one of our leading scorers. Those three are our top scorers so far if you're looking for offense. But defense contributing and making good passes with Alexis Magalong and Mia McWilliams have also put in there. And then you have the two Tungle cousins, Allery and Alyssa Tungle. They played a lot and like to have the ball in their hands down low.
Do you have any predictions of how things are going to turn out or goals for what you would like to see from this season?
We're not expecting anything. We're not I'm going to promise anything, but we just want to go game to game to make sure that we're just staying focused on right now it's Petersburg. And then the next games will be somebody else.
Okay, and so let's talk about this weekend facing off against Petersburg. Anything to expect?
There are definitely somebody you should worry about. Just two or three years ago, they won state at the 2A level. And this year, I've noticed they're 1-3, 1-win, 3 losses. So I really don't know what to expect from them, honestly. We're going to have to find out on Friday night to try to make some adjustments going to Saturday, but it would definitely be nice getting two wins this weekend and kind of showing everybody in the state what we can do. And then just keep on playing hard, and hopefully if our goals are set right and we are staying focused on what we want to do and we're investing our time, I think we could have a chance at possibly doing a little more damage.
Reading into your words a little bit, by doing more damage, do you mean qualifying for states this year?
Oh, there's no expectations on that, but that's definitely our team goal, that's for sure.
You can catch the girls' first home game Friday at 8 p.m. against Petersburg. KUCB will be airing live coverage of all four home games this weekend on 89.7 FM.